This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
How are you all doing? We're just so glad to be back with you on this very warm Monday. Monday, tax day. It's tax day when we're recording this.
It is tax day. Yeah. And my husband's birthday, if you're listening. Happy birthday, Dustin.
Happy birthday, Dustin. Yeah, that's wonderful. You turn a frown into a smile because everybody's frowning about tax day. And now it's a smile because it's Dustin's birthday. That's nice.
I noticed I had a lot of tax day birthdays on my Facebook today. So.
Oh, really? Oh, fun. Yeah. It has to just kind of stink in some ways, though. You know, everybody's in a bad mood getting their taxes filed.
Yeah.
Do you know when I worked for the Vineyard, or I didn't work for them, sorry, when I was a part of the Vineyard, I should say, because I didn't get paid. When we would do outreaches, one of the outreaches we did that was so much fun was to give out candy and gum at the mailboxes at the post office on tax day. And we would give, you know, candy, whatever, and we would just, you know, people would come by and put their stuff in and we'd hand them gum and say, you know, God loves you, whatever. And people were just, you know, they're just crabby and honking at one another. And it was just fun to do, to just show a little bit of love and warmth to people on what can be a very stressful day.
Yes, that's a great idea. How creative.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. That is one thing I really love about the Vineyard churches. When they think about outreach and trying to make an impact, they're not necessarily like out there trying to make converts in the same way that other churches do. Like they're not on the street corner preaching. Yeah. They're doing what's called servant evangelism. They are serving people with very practical things to show God's love, like a dollar car wash, meaning you'd get your car washed and we gave them a collector's $1 coin. And they would be like, oh, wait a minute, it said $1 car wash. And it's like, yeah, but we're giving you the dollar. And it was funny. People would say, why are you doing this? Or sometimes people would get very uncomfortable receiving something for free.
Yeah.
Like they would literally like want to give us something in return. It was very hard for them to receive it. And then what it also taught me anyway, as it relates to trying to reach people with the love of God, is this whole concept of not expecting anything in return. Uh-huh. No thank you. Not even an acknowledgement per se, because you're not really doing it to get that. If you're doing it to get a thank you from somebody, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Yeah. Like, so we would always like train our folks to not expect thank you, to not expect anything. You're scattering seed, right? You're just saying, God loves you. That might be all they get in a day. You know, we would encourage people to pay for the coffees behind them and like the Starbucks line, or when they're in the line at Burger King to pay for the order behind them and just say, just because, you know?
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing when you do something for God to express his love to people and they don't have to acknowledge it. It's not about that.
That's also called being a mom and a parent.
True story. I tell you what, parents have a hard gig, man. You guys are trying to raise, you're trying to raise moral people. And I mean, you know, I've been there. You want to make sure they're moral and you're teaching them the right lessons. You're modeling the right things. You want them to be compassionate and giving and all the stuff. It's being a parent can be very thankless.
And just feeding these little monsters every day. You just bring them food and they're just like, they just start devouring it. And you're like, oh, you're welcome. By the way.
Oh my gosh. Right? And then they're gone. They're like back in the room playing and you're left with the mess. Right?
Yeah. Like, okay.
Parenting is a thankless job, but how important you are raising human beings, and there's no other career, no other job that's more important than that. I mean, seriously, that's top notch. So I
Awesome
applaud
job
you
to all
greatly.
the people out there. Yes, all the parents.
All the
So
parents,
yeah, I
yes.
was also thinking another creative idea for churches, some of the churches who are heavy on the drinking on tax day to hand out shots at the post office.
I
That
think that, I don't know if that's legal.
Yeah.
I don't
Or
know.
sit some of them would sit down and they have a beer with them.
Probably. Probably. I mean, shoo, shoo. Yeah, people would be just really, I mean, high stress. And I was at work today, and I had gone through my last minute tax prep. I'm sure there are plenty of you out there who did the same thing. Mine was just for one part of my business tax that I'd forgotten about. Not my personal taxes, those have been taken care of forever ago. But the girl behind me was like, "Oh yeah, I gotta leave early because I gotta go get my taxes done." I'm thinking, it's April 15th. Oh my goodness, please, Lord, bless her and let her get those done, because they have to be filed today. So unless you get an extension.
An extension. She'll be just fine. Everything will
Yeah.
be okay. But yeah,
Yeah.
that was cutting it close.
Yeah. I had actually forgotten about it because I had went to a retreat over the weekend, and while I shouldn't have waited until last minute, it was just a local tax, business tax, that all the rules had changed, and I tried to do it once and I was so confused. I just had to step away from it to come back to it. And then I went on this retreat over the weekend, and then this morning, as I'm luxuriating and stretching in my bed, if you will, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I had not finished that form and it was due today. So I scurried and got it done and just really prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to bless that. And Holy
Amen.
Spirit got me through it. But I'm telling you, it was, yeah, I was a little panicked. I was cutting it close, but I got it
Yeah,
done. Got
you
it
got it
done.
done. Thank you, Lord. Speaking of, that was a great segue you had there.
Yeah, the
You wanted to
retreat.
talk a little bit about your awesome retreat this weekend, right?
Yeah. So if you've listened to our podcast for any amount of time, you may have remembered a speaker that we had, or a guest that we had, by the name of Michelle Smith. So she has a ministry called Faith Freedom Life that is for families of the incarcerated. And so they love on those families, they bless those families. They have support group. They, just try to make that load a little bit lighter. And Michelle is a dear. And so she had a retreat for her ladies this weekend. And I, as it would happen, I also got invited. And I thought I was going to be doing some work because my boss was speaking at this retreat. And so I was going to videotape her and just document and, do all the stuff. She wasn't speaking until Sunday morning. And so I got the wonderful benefit of just enjoying a retreat and soaking it in. And it was some of the most peaceful time. I told Michelle later, I was like, man, I really needed this. Thank you for doing this. And the thing is, the ministry pays for this retreat for all of these ladies to go to. They don't pay a penny. They come and they get loved on and they get blessed. And they had like free massages on Saturday, and we made like body scrubs, and it was held at, I think the name of it was, let's see here, I think I have the card. Oh my goodness, where is it? There it is. Transfiguration Spiritual Center. And it is actually a convent up around Evendale that has like a retreat center, and they also have a school. So we were in that retreat center. It's been like remodeled within the last 10 years. It's an older building, but it was really nice. You had a private room, your own bathroom with a shower. It was just really, really cool. And then the grounds had like wasn't super big, but it was enough nature and like benches out and like very little noise and lots of, wildlife and trees and everything. It was just very peaceful, just super, super peaceful. So on Saturday, I really got to just sit and pray and meditate and talk to God about stuff that had been going on in my life as of late, which have been very, very stressful. My friend Tiffany knows under stress I've been the last few weeks over some stuff. And so as I'm just kind of meditating, I felt like God was revealing to me in that moment that what I was experiencing was a spiritual warfare. And I thought, man, we as believers, we get so caught up in so many other things that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we have an enemy that wants to destroy us, that is plotting against us, is warring against us at different times and in different ways, right? And he's subtle, but his whole goal is to wipe us away. And so I felt like God said, was saying to me that the spiritual warfare was violent, and it was a violent fight. And it reminded me of a scripture that is in, let me see if I can pull it up. It is in Matthew, it's 11:12, and it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the men of violence take it by force." And it just reminded me of the spiritual warfare that was taking place. And so I just really kind of marinated on that over that all of this that was happening in these different situations was the enemy trying to destroy something that God meant for good. And I'm pretty empathetic. And so I think I just really have been absorbing that like quite a lot and taking that in.
So I always like a little education behind our topics. So what are some things that you would share maybe that you do when you feel like maybe there is a spiritual war at hand? What are some
Oh.
of the things that you did to kind of combat that, especially after you realized that's what was happening?
Yeah, so a couple of things that and I think this is why God was revealing it to me. One of the things that I did that kind of I think set the stage for this retreat was Bear Creek has like a prayer for spiritual house cleaning. And I've used that a lot. I know you've used it a lot. And so I just kind of went through my house and did some spiritual cleaning, and that helped. And then as I got more revelation into this is a violent struggle, this is a violent warfare, I started praying against what it says that we fight against and binding the strong man. And it talks about that we don't war against flesh and blood. We war against principalities and powers and spiritual darkness in heavenly places. So those are three things that we fight against. And so I started looking up the Greek of that just to understand this hierarchy. And I don't get super spiritual, but there is definitely a hierarchy in the kingdom of darkness of how spirits are acting and oppressing maybe believers in their walk and in their situation. So I started praying against that. And it says you can bind the strong man. And once the strong man was bound and I took authority over that, you invite the Holy Spirit into that space. And then scripture, finding scripture to just remind you of the truth in whatever those matters are. Because the Bible, man, if you haven't really dug into the truths of God for yourself, you're really missing out because there's some wonderful nuggets and promises in there.
Even the just reminds me of how important it is and how many times I forget just to put on the armor of God
The
and
armor
just to
of God, yeah.
pray that prayer over me and my house and my family and really just armor up because it's even with just the enemy, the spiritual stuff out of the picture. This world is crazy, right? Like, so
Yes.
we want to be armored up and ready and bringing his light into all the situations, all the darkness out there. So.
Right. And if you think that hell is a myth or that there isn't really a devil, you need to be reading Ephesians, read all through the Gospels. Like it, we have a real enemy who wants to destroy us, who wants to steal everything good from us in our lives. And we, I mean, I'm going to just admit that for me, I get caught up in the situation. Sometimes I don't stop and think, is this a spiritual attack? Is this spiritual warfare going on right now? I just assume it's not. And I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important to say because there's a you know, we've made it known a zillion times. Jen is our feelings girl. Also could be called an empath. And we know that there's lots of empathic people out there, right?
Yes.
And so the very easy thing to do, especially when you're caught up in feelings, which we've all done because we all have feelings in a situation, is to really just forget all those things and be in your feelings, right? So
yeah, that's exactly what I do.
That's right. That's legit and it's real. And so I think it's important to say those things. I think it does get easier over time to come out of it quicker. I know that, you know, for months things would take me down and now it's like, you know, days or that day where I'm like, oh, okay. And just wake up to like, oh, this is silly, you know, or and quickly turn it over to God and talk to God about the situation. And, you know, but it's hard. It's hard. So we feel your pain out there. If you are feeling in your feelings and really just under a spiritual attack, it's hard to remember sometimes that it's not even about the circumstance most of the time. It's about all the other junk.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I will say this as a caveat too. I'm not looking for the enemy behind everything, right? Like I don't see demons everywhere, whatever. But by the same token though, this world is not demonic free. We are not, you know, we sometimes get spiritually attacked. I mean, the enemy wants to take us down. And where I, you know, like I said, I don't always recognize it, but I will always pray through it, but I don't always recognize that it can potentially be an attack of the enemy. I just automatically assume it's me. It's my feelings. It's my thing. I just got to figure out how to get out of my feelings, whatever. When I did the spiritual house cleaning, like you can, I think you can, like, at least I can feel the difference when it is a spiritual attack. Like when if there's been an open door in my life to allow that kind of influence, and believe me, we are faced with them all the time. At least I am.
Yeah.
If I'm not careful, it comes with me. And so I have to fight against those things. And I don't want to scare you folks out there if you've never like looked into this, it's not that scary. It's not.
Right.
Like,
well,
yeah.
I mean, the good news is God always wins.
Amen.
And he's way stronger
Spoiler.
Than the darkness. So that's the really good news. But yeah, I mean, if you are a Christian and you believe in the Bible, these things are in the Bible. So it's really just believing what we read in the word. And then we can obviously see evil being played out in this world, in our lives. And,
yeah,
you know, we see evidence of that. But, you know, the wise thing to do is like, kind of like Jen was saying, not looking for that in every situation, because really that could be like an idol, right? Like focusing on the devil instead of the Lord. Like if we focus on, you know, the Lord and his strength, that's an act of worshiping him and knowing he wins. So yes, be very aware and very like, oh, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but the enemy, and armor up and spiritual attacks and all those things. But yeah, it's not wise to go around looking around every corner and saying and blaming everything on the devil, because sometimes you just didn't pay your bill, or sometimes you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
You
it's
forgot
not
to get
the
gas
devil.
And right you forgot to get gas in your car and you ran out of gas. That ain't the devil, that's just life, right?
Right, that's just, oops, you made a mistake. And we all make mistakes. It's okay, but that ain't the devil. So.
Oh, and you know, I've went to church in the past with folks that did see the devil behind everything, everything. And it's like, no, like I'm sick to my stomach because I ate way too many tacos. You know what I mean? Like just stuff like that.
Yeah,
But
and I love how Bear Creek kind of broke it down like focus equals worship. And so where we put our focus is worshiping. So I want to put my focus on God, you
Yeah,
know,
amen.
and knowing that's a thing. And sometimes, let's be real, we're worshiping other things. Vacations, hello, Tiffany. You
Oh,
know, like
yeah.
there's many things that we put our focus on. Not that God doesn't want good things for us. I'm not trying to bring shame or guilt to anyone
Right.
out there, but we can make idols of things, you know. And so I don't want to make an idol out of the devil for sure.
Right.
Or any of his helpers.
And if you're wondering what idolatry is, it's anything that you put before God, and that doesn't mean you worship it. It's just you put it before God. So God convicted me one time. I think I talked about it on the podcast. I was convicted one time of my attitude when I would get up in the morning and I would go, man, it's going to be a really ugly day today. I got this going on. And that was a form of idolatry because I was putting it before God and his purposes and plans for me that day. Was I going to face some adversity? Maybe. I had really no way of knowing. I th thought I knew, but I put it before God. It's true. It's true. And so when I started approaching it from, I'm going to put God before I put it, my bad attitude, then it just kind of changed everything. It flipped it on its head. And I was like, wow, God, I'm really sorry that I made my negative attitude about my day an idol. I want to put you first. I want to believe you that you can do anything. And I have no idea what you had for me today. And I'm just going to trust and believe that you've got me and you mean good for me. And I want to go your way.
I kept hearing that was the Eeyore effect. Oh, bother. Right? Like, haven't we all done that? Like, woke up for the day and just all of a sudden assumed that it was going to be a terrible day. So,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
oh, bother. You know,
Oh,
like,
that's me in the morning. Just
before
because
coffee.
before coffee, right? I am not a morning person. My husband is. I'm more of a night owl, but yeah. So, see, and that propensity to be like very not a morning person kind of blue anyway in the mornings. It's so easy to slip into that. It's going to be a bad day. Look what all I got coming my way. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And there may be some appointments and things that I know are going to be challenging, but it doesn't, yeah, I can't say it's going to be whatever. I can't predict the future. God, I got to trust in a God, a big God.
And I love how God shows up in those, what we have worked up in our head, really hard situations or hard conversations. Like, we blow them typically way out of proportion, and God shows up, and it's like way easier than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
oh, okay, that
I was like,
wasn't so bad. Like,
thanks, God.
the buildup before that for the last week was terrible. Wish
Right?
I wouldn't have done that to myself.
Right?
But you know, conversation wasn't so bad after all. Glad we did that. So,
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
yes, so spiritual battles, friends, it's a real thing. And you know, God's gonna win, and he's victorious. So just hold on. Don't get in your feelings as much as you can. We all have them. We all
Right.
have feelings, so you might as well feel them. Just don't linger there forever.
Right. Don't deny them.
Right.
Don't push them down. Just yeah,
Just
process with
don't move
God.
in and live there.
Right. That's a good way to put that. I love that. Don't move in and live there. That is a great way to put that. I love it.
Short-term lease, maybe? No. I don't know.
Renter, you're a renter.
Short rent. No, no
Bed and breakfast.
contract.
Bed and breakfast, Airbnb. I'm only
Or
there for a
hotel
day.
for the evening.
That's so
Because
awesome.
I know that, I mean, when I was younger, and especially new in my faith, I feel like that's when I got attacked the most. And it would take me down for months, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's so scary to sometimes for me to just see like these new baby Christians and not have the tools they need go out into the world, like, oh, okay. You know what's coming for them, and he's got them. He's got them. But it's also, I feel for them because I was there, and it's painful. It's
Oh,
painful.
it's terrible when you're young in your faith and you get jostled and you're just trying to figure God out. You want to follow the right way, but yeah, there's just so much to entangle. That's why I think people get wise after they've served years and years. They develop that very deep faith wisdom. And it doesn't come when you're new in your faith. You have to live through some very hard things. You have to, really dig into who God is and figure out what you believe and why you believe it. And that just takes time. It's it just takes life and living.
A season for everything, friends. A season
Amen.
for everything. What season are you all in? I'm hoping that I'm headed for summer because it was 80 something degrees today.
Oh yeah. Well, here in my hot little hot box of a house. Let's
Oh
see. Oh,
gosh.
it's 85 in this room right now. So, yeah. I know. I'm surprised I'm not sweating more, but that's what the thermostat says. 85.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I know. We don't have our window units in yet, so it's a lot of fans. We get in this weird space between like spring and summer and then fall and winter where it's like swapping out. So we put in our window units, we take out our window units. So, and my husband keeps telling me he's getting too old to do this on a regular basis. So who knows where we'll be next year? Who knows? I just don't know. But yeah,
Yeah,
maybe a new
short-term
house.
rental.
Buy a condo somewhere on a beach. That
Oh
would be
my God.
sweet. Be
Yes.
snowbirds or
I'll
something.
come visit.
Yeah, there you go. If only we could bring the beach to Kentucky. I mean, what's going on? Come on.
That's okay. There's a big world to see outside of Kentucky.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, all right, folks, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for joining us for this episode. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, complaints, jokes, I don't know,
Emails to
suggestions,
Jen to
that's
take
right.
a vacation.
That's right. I forgot about that from last
Don't forget,
episode.
friends. Don't forget. You'll hear that episode very soon. Do not forget. Send your emails in.
Well, actually, if they're at this episode, they've already heard it, right? So by the time this airs,
This will be your reminder.
I might have
Emailed
some more emails at that point. I'll let you know next episode. Wee.
Take a vacation.
Take a vacation, Jen. Go away. Anyway, all right. Until next time, see you guys.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.